started back up. GVGB podcast. Back from a small hiatus.
We back. Swing that.
We kind of have a special episode. We got some people in here. It's been a long time since I had four guests. But Jesse, Carlin, Fitz, and American, this motherfucker.
She's smiling.
And she's smiling. Jesse on Twitter, still, rudely.
She might find a nice topic to talk about.
There you go.
Tequila in my system.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. Yo, this is craziness. Yeah, no, we're going to get into it. But before we just start kind of like spitballing and just getting into our topics and stuff like that, obviously, if you listen regularly, then you notice that it's been a while since I've been able to record. First off, apologies, and also shout outs to Aries, Triton, James, the full GVGB. Love y'all niggas. Because those are my brothers, and they started this shit with me. That's why.
Yeah, I gotta represent.
Just so y'all know, that was Merrick that questioned you. That was Merrick that questioned you. Those are my brothers. That's why. I gotta give shout outs to them every episode if I can. It's one love, always.
All love.
That's, you know what it is, bro?
That's thug love.
That's thug love. Something you might not never know nothing about. So, don't worry, sir. I'm sorry. Okay. All right, so anyways, yeah. No, just the last couple weeks, I haven't been able to really have the time to do it. Speaking 100% honestly, I literally don't have the time to do it. I've been working so much that I just don't have the time. And then when I do have time, it's one of those things where you work so hard through the week. So then when you have the one day off, you don't feel like doing anything except for sleeping.
I'm jacking off.
And yeah, and you know, there's always time for that.
That, yep.
Yeah. Like sometimes I might. Okay, so anyways. Yeah,
rubbing the
just remember what it feel like. Just to let him know I'm here. Just to let him know I'm here.
Rubbing the thigh in the middle of the night.
Let's get hot in here.
Ooh. Okay. Oh my goodness. But
yeah, she was in my drink. Like, you didn't say jack it off.
No, yeah. My bad. Pause.
Pause. Hard pause.
Pause.
I kind of went through a reality check for myself and stuff like that. I'm trying to like make the time regardless of how I'm feeling and whatever I got going on. It's been very, very difficult. I've gone like a couple months now, just kind of like dealing with some internal things where I feel like I haven't really been able to be my complete self. I know there's like moments or days where I feel like I can be like tip top shape, like Mark, where I got the energy, I'm posting, you can see me, like I can be free, I'm dancing, blah, 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 blah. But like for real, like it's been very, very difficult to do that. It's been very, very difficult. I've been spread really, really thin, and it started to affect me. Something that I don't really talk about a lot, but maybe with, you know, a couple of you here, I've been having some anxiety issues as well. It's kind of like hit me out of nowhere just because I've never really known what it is, how to describe these kinds of things or how to handle them. It's something that, you know, you hear everyone talk about, but it's like, I don't know, like, it's just like, once you start to deal with it, then you're like, oh shit, this is a real thing. And, I started to have like, starting back from last year, starting to have some pains, like getting physically like hurt from like having panic attacks and stuff like that. And not being able to like finish my shift at work and shit like that, because I'm like going through some things and like not being able to breathe and like just randomly what I think is randomly, but my body is telling me like, yo, you need to shut this shit down because you're putting way too many like hours into this or whatever, too much stress on your body. You know what I mean? And all of this is just kind of like, it really just kind of like tipped over about 3 weeks ago. And that had its hand into like me needing to like kind of like take a step back, and I'm trying my best to just like reconfigure, recalibrate, just get back to like being who I know that I can be, and just trying to like just do the things that I know that I can do, and just continue to like give off positive vibes and energy, and be able to, you know, do that for people. Cause like sometimes I feel like there's a lot of weight on my shoulders, and that can get difficult too. Just cause like, I don't know if you ever felt like this. Like you ever feel like you have like a lot of people going through things, and you have some things internally that you would like to voice, but you kind of like, you may not be as vocal or talk about it because I don't want to add to their plate. So like, let me take those licks so that they can, like, I can try to help them and try to like build them up. And meanwhile,
I feel like that, you know, you're thinking about it from other people as well, but also it's like, you actually feel like a burden.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Thank you. A burden's actually a good way of like, kind of like putting it all together. I felt like that. I felt like that a lot. And that's, you know, like we had a conversation about me being a people pleaser. That's another side of it.
Yeah.
Because I want to please my loved ones. I want to please my friends. I want to make sure that everyone is good. Everyone eats. You know what I mean? Like, I want everyone to be cool. But then I don't take that time to look after Mark. And then, you know, like in the last like couple months, my body is telling me you cannot do that anymore. Like, you really cannot. And it literally hurts. And it's like just the thought process of all of this, again, just being honestly, it's just gotten me incredibly depressed. That's terrible timing. but I don't know what that was.
Yeah, what
but,
intro were you playing that day?
Yeah, it's been really, really depressing. And it's like a thought of, like, I know what's going on, and like I have that self-awareness. So that actually makes me more depressed, because now I'm like in a position where I know what it is, but I can't do nothing about it because I'm working 16, 18 hour days, or I have my people going through things and I'm trying my best to be there for them or whatever, whatever, but I don't want to be that burden. You know what I mean? So like, it's been interesting the last like several months. I think that I'm finally like kind of like in a position where I can face those kinds of things. I'm gonna try and help myself a little bit better. I have to be, you know, better with trying to find outlets. It's changed my mood a little bit, like the way I've been feeling, where like I feel like I'm a little bit more like short tempered, stuff like that, like. I'm not performing well at like my jobs, like, well, at least I don't feel like I have been, and like it's like affecting me in ways that I didn't think would. So like once I like realized like, yo, this is really gotta stop, and like I gotta try to get this shit together, I've been working on trying to like take care of myself so that I can perform, so that I can be the person that people actually need me to be, which is just a better Mark, you know what I mean? A happy Mark.
But not even the person that people need you to be, yeah, the person that you want to be.
Yeah.
Because I think the thing that our generation, I feel like the increasing anxiety is due to a lot of things that our parents and our elders just didn't go through. You know what I mean? Like, you're not the only person that goes through anxiety. Like, at Jesse's party this weekend, me and Merrick were literally just talking about anxiety in the middle of the party. And it's like, because it can be for so many different things, because the job market isn't the same as it was 20, 30 years ago. People change. And with social media, everyone always having some type of connection to you, as you change, you aren't too sure how comfortable people around you or that know you or see you in a certain light will be with the changes that you're going through. So anxiety is literally just you being in your own head for seeing issues that haven't even come to light.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, that's literally what it is. You're foreseeing some things that make you yourself uncomfortable, and you're projecting it onto your surroundings. Exactly. So even in that comment, it's still very, you know,
evident
you're worried
that
about
you're
what
worried
everyone
what
thinks.
Everyone else is going to perceive Mark as and what Mark's doing. When at the end of the day, it's really about how is Mark going to
feel
about what he's doing for himself. What makes you happy? If it's the podcast, if it's going to put up shots like we did today, if it's going to the gym, if it's throwing a party every month just to have your friends around, whatever it is that makes Mark happy, it's up to you and us as individuals, everybody else that experiences anxiety, to take that time to make sure you do things that make you happy. And I think what we fail to realize in this day and age is that we do actually have the tools to fix a lot of the things we go through. Especially, you know, sometimes it's a little harder than what we may like it to be. And sometimes, because we come from a generation of instant gratification, we're used to things being able to happen so fast that sometimes when certain outcomes don't come in a time period that maybe we saw someone else get it, or in a time period that we're expecting ourselves to get it, that then we get down on ourselves and think, well, maybe that's not for me. But, you know, the famous saying is nothing worth having comes easy. Exactly. So this could just be a very long time period for you to be going through this grind. I mean, you're grinding for 16 hours a day. Imagine if you were putting that same grind into something else that could better you.
True.
For something that you want for you and not for someone else's major corporation or for someone else's retail store. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And it's like small sacrifices do add up. You're already sacrificing basically your whole
This
day.
Podcast, too.
Yeah.
To me, it all stems from one thing, and that's love. Love for yourself, love for others and whatnot, but definitely starts out with self-love. And, I'm really, really shocked, you know what I mean? Just hearing this from you, because, you know, I think you do a very good job of, like, being Mark, you know, that when this actually happens to somebody that I know, you know, kind of well, and makes me feel like, oh crap, like, damn, I didn't know that well. And in a sense, I'm like, I want to help, but also it's like, damn, like, you can't really help anybody when it comes to that. You can only listen and be there for them. That person has to help themselves. But love and what doesn't help, like he says, like literally, like social media, and you don't have time to like ever decompress, and now it's taking all over your body. And like, just this conversation alone just is so important, because for everybody who has anxiety and whatnot, stress is the number one thing that leads to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. So this topic right now is very therapeutic. And for people to listen, because I know people are listening who are going through the same things, and it's not easy. And I think that's what you have to understand first. That's what I'm trying to understand now.
True.
Because I know how I am. I know how I deal with certain things. I know how to produce love and produce happiness and whatnot. But sometimes some people don't know how to do that. But I really think, you know, thank you for sharing that. And it's just I'm trying to take it in right now and sink it in, because
but that's the first step.
It's
voicing it like that.
Yeah.
That's the first step.
I remember when you and I had this conversation a few months ago, and you were like, don't tell anybody, I don't want anybody to know. And I was like, I won't say anything. But I did tell you, you need to talk to people, you need to voice that. And I told you that, because
vulnerability is a superpower, like I've said before in the past. Like, you have to be able to express yourself, because that's part of being yourself. So you feel this energy, right? You feel this energy when you're not yourself, and you know it, because you can't voice, like you said, you feel like you're a burden. You can't, you know, do things that you always wanted to do, because you know what's going on. You're not being yourself. Part of being yourself is being able to express yourself, no matter what. If it's bad news, good news, type of news, it starts with expressing yourself. Because us men, we tend to hold things in a lot, so you got to be able to put that out there, or else it's just going to eat you alive. And I feel like I have a coworker right now who's going through that right now, because he's gay.
Yeah.
And it's not like he hasn't told us yet, but he's told some people, and I know we've heard around. But when he was trying to tell me that he wanted to come out to me as his coworker, I could see
how frustrated he was, mm-hmm. and it's like eating him alive. And I'm, it's like one of those things. It's the easy words. Just say it. Like, I'm gay. We're not gonna judge you, but it's just like, if you're not voicing it, that's how difficult.
But that's the difficult part. Is mm-hmm. not knowing yeah. who will and who won't. Mm-hmm. And I think what causes a lot of it is the lack of control over the situation once you put it out there. Because yeah. you once you put it out there, you don't have control over how people react.
But that's the thing. You don't have that. But you have the full control of how you're gonna react.
React to it, absolutely.
So it's just a lot of the stuff is a lot of like self motivating, self, everything is self. You know, it starts where the root.
You gotta be okay with self.
You gotta be okay with yourself.
Sure.
That you gotta put love in yourself. That when you produce love, nothing can harm you. You know what I mean, you see a guy walking down the street and he's hella happy. Nobody really says anything to him, or nothing can ever bring us down because he's sad. That's why a lot of people go out there and they hate on others, because they're internally they're not happy with themselves.
Exactly.
You know, you project is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. So you know what I mean.
So relating everything to anxiety, do you guys ever your tongue? Do you guys ever touch the roof of your mouth when your mouth is closed? Yeah. Never?
I don't.
Like, have you ever noticed that you do that? Like, you'll notice that your tongue is touching the roof of your mouth?
Mine is right now.
Okay, that's anxiety.
I think it's because my tongue's just too fat. I used to have to, like, wear this spider thing that expanded my jaw.
Wow.
No, deadass.
Hey, he said, hey, shout out all the ladies, too.
Hey, ladies.
Oh, my
God. His tongue's too fat.
Guys.
It's not just fat. It's too fat.
I got tinnitus.
Tongue-itis.
It was torture. It was this thing that reached from one side of my mouth to the other. I had to lay on my back.
I just want to know how the fuck
my
this happened.
My mom had to put a key
plot twist
in this thing and twist the key every night to expand my jaw. Oh, so my tongue
my coworker
relax.
And I were talking about her having braces, and they had to expand it. And
this
she said that
fact.
She said that they did it every night. It got
every
so bad
night.
That she ended up getting a gap between her teeth. So then she needed to go back and get braces to get her teeth rearranged. Telling
your jaw is too small for your tongue.
Yeah, she said her mouth is
no.
so small.
Wait, how does that even work, bro?
The only thing I thought about was Terry Crews in White Chicks. And you said that.
You did?
I was like, oh, damn.
Oh, word?
Chill. Like, I was like,
oh, word?
In my head, I was like, yo, chill, bro. Chill, bro.
Yo, that's crazy.
Milk of magnesia.
Oh my lord. Oh man.
I don't recall.
You'll, now that I said it, you'll probably notice if you ever do it, because you'll feel it's just like pressure. Mm-hmm. When you're like moving your legs constantly, that's anxiety. Like there's forms of anxiety. Sometimes people correlate anxiety to just like one having a panic attack. And it's not, it's anything. It could
nerves.
Be just that. Yeah, it's just your nerves. And it's like a topic that I'm actually happy that it's getting more attention now. People are actually talking about it now because so many people suffer in silence. Like I remember a few years ago, I got my first panic attack and I thought I was gonna die. I thought I was having a heart attack. Like
sure.
I couldn't breathe. I was, my cousins were like, you need to calm down. I couldn't calm down. I was outside, I remember it was raining and I was crying. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was gonna die. She was like, put your hands over your head and breathe. But my main focus was, I can't breathe, so how am I supposed to calm down?
Sure.
So the second I calmed down, I was able to focus and, like, catch my breath. But the only place I felt safe in and the only place I felt like I could breathe in was the bathroom. And that sounds so weird because it's a small space, but I was able to just calm down because it was just me in there. But I had everyone around me trying to tell me to calm down, and that's never the best solution, is people trying to tell you to calm down when you're having an anxiety attack. Mm. And it could be anything. I've told Mark, I've gone through a lot of shit in my life that I was like shocked that I got my first panic attack at like 24, 25, I think. And
I had my first
there's
one like 3 months ago.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. And people,
I don't think I ever went through one.
Yeah, it's actually really scary because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Like the closest, I mean, I'm not even trying to make fun of this situation, but honestly, the closest I've ever been to was like, I got way too fucking hot. And
yeah.
Like off weed, I was just fucking doinked. And then I was just like, yo. Doinked. Yeah, I was fucking doinked. And then I was just like, yo, like, I can't breathe right now. And then the homie was like, yo, you just high. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. And then that was it. But like, like crazy legs. It's like, bro, you never like, been there. Why? He's like, oh yeah.
He's like, I'm never gonna walk again. He's like, you never could.
Never gonna walk. Yeah, he's like, yeah.
You never could. He's like, oh yeah.
But seriously though, it's
oh my goodness.
It's very surprising because again, I mean, I'm still getting to know all of you guys. You know, I've just met you today, Carl, and you guys already portray that you guys give this great energy. I came in here, I'm just like, I felt it already, like this energy is awesome. But when I hear these things, it's like, man, this is what really goes behind the scenes. And then it's so interesting to me.
Yeah,
very interesting.
That's what's been like the hard part, is because like when you're dealing with the behind the scenes, like, all for me, at least, all I want to do is just have the show continue. You know what I mean? Like, I literally love more than anything than to entertain.
The show needs to give entertainer.
Exactly. And like, I don't care really what it is or whatever. Like, I like to make others feel happy. And so like, knowing that I'm dealing with these things like behind the scenes and stuff like that, and like, behind the curtain, it like, it eats me, like it eats me alive, like you said. And since it's new, I've never, like, it's not like I googled like, how the fuck do I deal with this, you know what I mean, or like, how do I get back to normal, or how do I just manage throughout the day. Because it got to a point where as soon as I got alone, as soon as I got 1 minute to myself, as soon as I got like to my car after work, or if I was in my room or whatever, as soon as I dropped somebody off, it would be instant, just range of emotions, anger to sadness to everything. Whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. To like whatever it would be. And like, it felt like those were the only moments where I was actually feeling, because I had to have the fronts up just for a little bit while we ate, while we worked, while we did something. And then as soon as I was done and like, I got to myself and like, I can actually like feel what I wanted to feel, then it all just came rushing out. And I was just like, yo, like this can't be normal. Like, I don't want to have to shy away from whatever or not feel like comfortable just calling up my homie and just being like, yo, like, I'm feeling like this right now, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. And it was just, this is all just weird. Like, it's just, it's literally like out of body. Like, I don't even feel like myself.
So what would you say, where are you when you say you experience most of your anxiety? What's the trigger?
I mean, from what I've gathered is that when I work, like, a ton, so, like, with the way that the schedule will work, is like, there are times where I might have, like, 5 doubles in a row. Like, by the end of, like, the third, like, I'm starting to feel, like, chest pains, I'm breathing a little bit harder, and stuff like that, mm-hmm. And then, like,
sounds like you're sleep deprived too.
Oh well, 100%. That's a thing. Like, I haven't been able to sleep in like a good however long. Like, I could probably count like how many hours of sleep I've gotten this year.
You need to cut back on your days.
Yeah. Oh well, I mean, yeah, yeah. Well, no, that's no, a part like, of.
This is a thing though. You can sit here and tell me yeah, but you probably won't do it. And well,
of course I will.
You need to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I've seen it. I remember when I was working day and night. I was working at a restaurant on the Strip, and I was working Monday to Friday, 8:30 to 5:30. Then immediately after, I'd have to work 6 p.m. to 1 in the morning.
Sure.
I think there was a few times I called you for a ride.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted to be around me. I was always moody. I was angry. I didn't know it was anxiety at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I had constant anxiety. And the second I quit my second job, and I just stayed with the one, I felt better. But sure. I'm like you. I don't ever talk. Like, I talk to you, but I don't ever talk to people about what's going on in my life. Because, like you said, you feel like a burden to others. Everyone around me always has something going on, so I don't say shit. But I journal. I started to actually... I had downloaded this app. I spoke to Jermaine, and I told him about, like, kind of what was happening to me, like, months ago. Mm-hmm. I downloaded this app called Headspace. It's mindful meditation, mm-hmm. 10 minutes a day. You sit there, and they talk you through it. They're like, okay, now breathe. Let your mind... Okay, now, if your mind's wandered, come back. But it's so soft-spoken that you're just, like, you feel like you don't even know where you are. And it's, like, those 10 minutes is all I need in a day.
True.
And it's actually helped my anxiety. Everyone has their own ways of dealing with stuff. Some people, you know, get on medication and that works for them. I'm not that type of person. I don't do medication. So I try to find other ways to combat it or to deal with it. But you have to let yourself feel. And I've been learning that this year is that I don't like to cry. I hate crying. I hate feeling vulnerable. I don't like to feel weak in front of people. I don't like people to see me cry because I always have to put on a front and I always have to be the strong one in every situation.
But why though?
Just how I was raised. Yes. My family has always gone through stuff. My mom has always gone through stuff that I've always had to be her rock. So what the one time I did, and I called you right after, Mark, the one time I did, like, let my mom just basically have it, this was last year, was the first time I was ever able to actually tell her, you are the cause of this. All I heard back from her was, I'm sorry, I won't do that again. So I just never spoke to her about anything ever again. And I just don't talk to people because, like I said, I don't want to feel like a burden. But I have my cousin. I talk to her. My cousin vents to me. If ever we're going through stuff, I told him. I said, you can always call me and vent to me. True. Even if you think I'm not listening, I am. I'm just letting you have your time to get it all out of your system.
I think, again, like he was saying earlier, we're all programmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And literally, we need to take this, whatever it is, but we need to take that blue pill and we need to take it. We all need to get out the matrix. I mean, I feel like I'm out. And just because when I hear these things, it's just like, man, it's, I don't know how to say it, but it's like, it's not easy. But when I went through those things, I don't know, it's something within me that just always knew how to shut it off. I think what really helped me, seriously, guys, I haven't had social media since 2013.
That's been a long time.
Ever since then, I became me. And it starts with kind of like becoming your own. But you cannot become your own. Like, your relationship with your phone and social media is like a relationship that you're having with somebody else. You think that two people who are not fully developed can grow together? They can grow together and become one, but individually they can't. It might be a proven fact. I've just seen it from my own eyes that you see a person who wants to, that's why a lot of people, I mean, this Las Vegas is probably one of the biggest divorce rates in the US because people, I wish I could have done that, but I'm married now, you know, stuff like that. You gotta give yourself time. You gotta give yourself, you know, time to grow individually. And social media, those little things, that's why people say little things matter. Little things like that can really, like, fuck what you're thinking.
But that, and also your lifestyle, mm-hmm. and trying to support yourself, mm-hmm. I think between the two, I don't know which is worse. I think this generation and the next generation have it very tough because the combination of trying to support yourself and basically it almost being a nonstop recession
for a lot of us. Yeah.
For a lot of us, though, the combination of the two things make it very, very tough. Like, I've always been a very outgoing, charismatic person my whole life. I've never had an issue getting up in front of crowds, mm-hmm. talking to people, trying new things, being involved in a bunch of shit. And it's like the moment I hit adulthood and was forced to fend for myself, I found myself having extreme social anxiety. And I'm a social person.
Yes.
So the reaction to that is to shut people out and to shut things out. So, and me and Mark were talking about this earlier, it's like a catch-22, especially in these type of situations, because depending on the situation, you can't stop working. If you've got bills or you've got people that are depending on you to do certain things or whatever the case may be, you have debt, whatever the case, you almost have to keep doing these things for you to even survive. So then that could almost be a trigger for itself, because it's like, damn, I want to stop working this job. I don't want to have to put in these hours. But if I do, then I don't have a car, or I don't have a house, or my lights are off.
And you have a different type of stress on you.
Now you have a different type of stress. And I think that the combination of the two are very toxic, you know?
It's crazy because, again, it's gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know that we all have to have cars and work, food, and eat, stuff like that. There's a lot of things that we should be thankful for in the first place, the little things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I've been in that situation too where, you know, I wasn't mobile, but there's always a way. And it's like, you know, again, it's just with the social, how it is right now, we think that, here's one. We think that living on our own is something that needs to be done.
But sometimes people don't have any other option. I'll use myself as an example. When I left Las Vegas at 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in Virginia for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved back, I was a man. Mm-hmm. I was no longer the same person I was
mm-hmm.
when I graduated high school in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I had picked up habits that my family, being a Southern Christian-based family, did not believe in.
Mm-hmm.
I was kicked out within 6 months of me moving back to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
No degree, no real job, no credit,
mm-hmm.
no anything,
mm-hmm.
no one to lean on. So at that point, and there's tons of people that live those different types of lives. There's people that don't even have family in the first place.
Yeah.
So imagine having family and not being able to depend on them.
And not being able to lean on them. Yeah.
And then you're dealing with the social construct of, okay, mate, like, I was without a car for a year and 6 months.
Mm.
I busted to work and walked to work for a year and 6 months. People don't know that. So I chose to shut people out because if my own family's not going to have my back and look after me, pick me up, take me in, whatever the case may be, how are these people going to look at me? I don't dress the same as I used to. I don't look the same. I'm not as fresh as I used to be. How are these people going to look at me? You know what I mean? It's like, so, like, it's weird to say out loud, but that's a real thing. Because you want to do things, like, most people do things for themselves. It's like, I never bought shoes because I wanted people to be like, oh, his kicks are fresh. I like shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't buy clothes. I wanted people to think I was the flyest dude. I liked clothes. Like, those are things that I like to do. I worked for those things. So when you're in a position to now, certain things have to go, and you find yourself, like, you look in the mirror one day and you're like, damn, I don't even look the same as I did 6 months ago, a year ago, 2 years ago. Then that self-love that we keep talking about, it starts to kind of affect you to the point where it's like,
that's crazy, because again, it's like, it should be joyous.
It should be.
Should be.
Change is
in a perfect world.
Yeah,
change is great.
And honestly, because you and I have had this conversation before, and like I admire like where you're at,
mm-hmm.
you know, mentally, emotionally, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for like someone like me, who's had like self-esteem issues her whole life,
mm-hmm.
because of people around me, because of things family members have said, friends have said.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's hard, and so. There's days where I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, man, I'm actually not that bad. Like, I actually look pretty good. But then there's days where I'm beat the fuck up. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't even. Like, I just, every mirror I walk past, I'm like, fuck this. I don't want to look at myself. There's times where when I go out with friends, I hate going out because I have to figure out what to wear. And I'm a bigger girl and I fucking hate it. And I know I can change it, but it's all these things go back in my mind, and it's just something that I program myself to think, because I'm like, well, so-and-so said that I look like this, and I know I don't, but I keep thinking I do because I look in the mirror and I see exactly what they said. So it's hard, but I don't know. I mean, for girls like Merrick and I, you know, like, I mean, Merrick probably, you know, she doesn't have like the same thoughts I do, but as a girl, like, give me your, like, I want to hear your side as a different, as someone else.
She's been trying not to talk this whole time.
I know, and I'm too. Because I have a lot of issues. No, I think me and Mark have talked about a lot, and like I think we go to each other for when I like have a moment, but you always check up on me, and I don't know, we've had our moments of anxiety together. But I agree, like when you talked about the medication, like I'm on medication for it. I have a lot. And so I've learned though with it, it's just, I try to explain to people it's not what I want to be on because it just kind of numbs me. It doesn't fix the issues of what I'm going through.
Right.
And I think I've learned, like, I started doing things that I do love and like creating more and just like, that's what I've like started to realize that brings out what I used to do. And like,
and that's what I'm so glad that she brought up, because creativity to me feeds the soul. So like, that's, you make music, so things that start making you happy, right, energize. That's why I always say, I don't ask anybody like, oh, what do you like to, what do you do for a living? I always say, what energizes you? Because it's that, and all that matters is like what really energizes you. You know, when you find something that you really love, your passion, you're not even, people are out there looking for your passion. It's not really what the passion you're looking for, it's like what energizes you. So I know like you've been, it's been a while since you did this podcast. That's creativity.
Yeah.
You know, those things feed you, that feed your soul and get your spirits up. And that's why writing, meditating, that's something that worked for me, meditating. Our minds are always going, but when we have a focus point, we're able to actually be more in tune with ourselves. And that's what I mean. When I think about peace, peace means going back to your origin. And it's like, you know, that energizing part, you know, you get, those things are very important. And sometimes if you have to, I don't know, like not, like I think people should start taking more, you know, like it's important to like feed your soul.
That's a fact.
I agree.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think we sometimes get lost in the negativity as well. Sometimes when we're too focused on it, we get lost and we don't realize what we're thankful for. Like, you know, I think I dwelt too much on, I'm in this wheelchair, I'm not gonna be able to walk, I don't look the same. Like, people are just gonna, like, I'm not comfortable, but then I just realized I'm walking. I'm very lucky. I have a lot of friends still suffering, you know, in hospitals. Like, I'm very lucky to still be living life, and I think that's what helps me get through the day half the time, too, so.
I agree. To,
yeah, I mean, it's so funny that we have to go through things that are tragic in order for us to actually be grateful, you know what I mean? Like, we're so ungrateful. We're able to walk and do able things, but if you talk to somebody that told you that they're going to be dying in the next 3 months.
True.
You know how much life they have?
Yeah.
Nothing can break them, but it has to take to that time. But what happens if we can cut that out? What happens if we can share that same joyous feeling that person's feeling without having something tragic happen to us?
And that's, I mean, like, I know, I'm not a, I don't want this to become a conversation about this topic in particular, but with the passing of Nipsey, and just how sudden, how tragic, how sad it was and stuff like that, and then me literally being in the midst, like, I remember, like, I was having a terrible day that day, and I remember, like, getting the notifications and, like, the tweets started rolling in and stuff like that, and I was just like, no, that's not real. You know what I mean? Like, I just, because you know how it is. Like, you know, they have the hoaxes and stuff like that. And, like, my first thoughts about it was just disbelief. But then, like, once it actually, like, started to get, like, verified and, like, you know, like actual, like, notable, like, sources started, like, you know, putting the news out there and stuff like that, like, without any context or anything like that, like, the first thing I thought of was being grateful. And it's, just whenever your life is taken from you when you're so young, it I don't know else how to like say it, like, we are all very lucky to not have that happen to us. Right now we have an opportunity to literally do whatever we please with our lives right now. And then, like, I was thinking about it, and this is something that I started to say to people. I was just like, you know, like when people say, like, oh, I'm too old to do this, or I'm pushing like 30 now. I shouldn't be in no clubs and blah, 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 blah. I'm just like, yo, like, if you were to pass away right now, everyone would say how young you were. So then why live thinking that you're way older than you really are? I mean, like, people will say you've died young in your 60s. So, like, while you have the life that you have, why not flip that? You know what I mean? Why live with that? Why live with that thought process of, like, yo, I'm mad old. Like, I shouldn't be here or I shouldn't be doing that, stuff like that. Like, unless it's, like, literally, like, a physical thing, like, that you can't do it. Like, we have to, I think, like, and this is a part of my, like, realizations of what I need to do and, like, what I need to do to better myself and, like, do things for myself and, like, love myself. It's just like, yo, like, I really only have this life to live, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I can only do this once. Yep. So, like, if I have to, you know, struggle a little bit in an area or, you know, do whatever it is, if I have to quit a job, if, you know, if I have to endure a little hard work just for a little bit longer so I can get to, like, the promised land, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, where I can be in a space where I can create and I can spread love and I can do whatever I want to do, mm-hmm. then I honestly, we all just have to go for it. You know what I mean? Like, we have to celebrate life while we're living it, mm-hmm. and not after we lose it.
You know, it's so funny you say that because mine's the other way around. I have a lot of people telling me, oh, you don't act your age.
Sure, you know, sure, same.
You know what I tell them? I'm on a Benjamin Button diet.
Yeah.
That's what I tell them. Because it's like, people want to grow up so fast, and if you realize it, I'm trying to get back to where I was before I got programmed, which was when we were kids, when we would feel everything before we had to think. We felt first. I just feel like I'm trying to, you know, when I hear these things, I want to be there for everybody, but it's like I'm in this point where my life right now, I'm like, once I have mastered this, that's why I'm reading this book right now called The Art of Loving. And loving is just like the art of medicine, carpentry, everything. It starts with the knowledge and then the experience. Like, you know, medicine, you go take labs at school, yeah. if you're doing bio, and then it starts to mastering. But then we all think about love as an object, like, oh, I didn't get that, or he's not giving me that, or stuff like that. And when we were kids, it was a lot easier.
Sure.
Yeah, we would get in trouble. We didn't know. You know, we didn't know. And I just feel like if we were to kind of like step back in time and try to go back to that, we're growing and we're changing, but having that spirit of being young, I feel like any of us can be fearless. You know what I mean? Like,
our spirit doesn't have to change because we're older.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we obviously will have more responsibilities. We obviously can't, yet, like, if we're not financially stable, we may not be able to do things or mm-hmm. whatever. You know what I mean? Like, I think, like, people get those kinds of things confused and, like, intertwined and stuff like that. But spirit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, spirit doesn't have to die because now you're 35 and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, spirit doesn't have to go away because now you have to take care of kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can still try to be your best self and have the best spirit that you possibly can, the spirit that you feel like mm-hmm. was youthful and, like, generates energy no matter what age you are. You know what I mean? And I've been blessed to be around people that have kind of, like, given me great spirit. And then, like, I've met people in retail where you have these old ass niggas, like, straight up, like, on their last, like, 5 years of life and are living it up because they know. You know what I mean? Like, they know. Like, they're at the end of the line. So, like, they're like, let me clean out the savings account and just go to Vegas for a weekend because
we witnessed
what the fuck
here.
Am I going to have this saving account for afterwards? You know what I mean? Like, if you're in a position where you don't have family and stuff like that, or, you know what I mean, if you do have a family and you're just like, you know what, I need to, like, I just need to be around them. Like, I need to spend time, like, because, like, I don't have that left. You see what I'm saying? Like, I need to spend it. I need to spend time. I need to spend money. I need to spend, you know, whatever that's going to lift spirits.
I mean, a lot of us, I mean, people think, a lot of people think that, you know, we can take a U-Haul to the grave dirt, but we can't.
It's not, bro. I can't. So, Yeah, that's
I just want to say one thing. And I mean this, I feel real emotional right now. Like I want to cry, but I know Mark for a while now. I met you guys, and I just, you know, I'm still getting to know you guys, but I love you guys. Like that's like facts. That's love like you, real bro. Love because at the end of the day, that's I think that that's what can heal everything. It's love.
Let's have a hug break.
Yeah, let's have a hug break.
This will be. This will be.
I mean, like, I think. Man, it's just.
Hold on, I'm trying to read something.
Like, love is the cure to everything. You know what I mean? But we're so afraid to do it. You know, we're so afraid to just love each other.
Love you.
Love you. That's it. If we could just do that a little bit more often, you know what I mean?
That's a fair.
Just go. Mark tries to do that to me all the time.
He does. I punch him. No.
But
I'll have him on speaker. Mark will call me and I'll have him on speaker.
Wow. I don't know why I just thought about R. Kelly. I'm so sorry.
Whoa. We're the same age. We're all the same age.
I was like, whoa. This sounds like an R. Kelly song.
Go ahead, Mary.
Yeah, literally. Get away, Carly. Fuck. Don't touch me. Stop touching
Why?
Me, Carly.
Why? You look pretty today.
Like in every fucking journalism.
Oh my
goodness. I'm sorry. You were saying we were interrupted.
No, I said that you always call me, and I usually have you on speaker, and, like, my friends will be around, and he'll just be like, I'm like, what's up, Mark? And he'll be like, just called to tell you I love you. And I'm like, and all my friends are just like,
Seriously.
Like,
oh my god.
Like, oh my god.
He did that to me one time on the phone. We were talking and he's like, I love you, Jesse. And I was like, he's like, Jesse? And Jesse? I was like, what? He's like, I love you. And I was like, okay.
It's fucked up. All right.
He's
all right.
Like, say it back. Like, leave me alone.
That's why God didn't bless you with your melanin.
You don't know I'm a Latina,
oh my goodness.
It's fine.
Same color as paper plate, girl.
Shut up.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, yeah, no, this is still, this is the, yeah.
Why to let him interview me? Shit like this.
Oh, shit. With all that being said, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys kind of switching the vibe up because, like you said, like, I do feel great energy today. Like, I love that I was able to gather us together and stuff like that. And
even
like, even
Jesse's party.
Yeah, no, that was actually a great day. Like, I was,
see,
of course.
What you did?
Let's have more of those. Let's celebrate me more often.
Yes.
I like how you flipped that into that. Let's have a Jesse birthday every month. Let's have
self-love. So run into self-love.
Self-love, Jesse.
Love myself.
Just affection, me. But
just,
I love the attention.
There you go. No, but it was a dope night, and I was glad to kind of be in that element and stuff like that right now, getting the podcast back on, you know what I mean? Talking and regardless of the subject matter, like,
yeah.
You know, like, how are you saying, like, what energizes you? You know, this for sure does, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, me being able to start conversations with people, whether I know them or not, just getting feelings out there, thoughts out there and stuff like that. Even having differences in opinions, like I've started to like really thrive off of that. Like I like it. I want to challenge people to think differently. I want people to think outside the box, you know what I mean? Like I think that listening to you guys and what your input is, you know what I mean? Like you got to think like with all the listeners, they'll get four different ways of thinking on the one subject, and I think that's dope, all within like an hour or 2 hours of a podcast.
Yeah.
And like those are the kinds of things that I love, you know what I mean? And you know, like I love getting the functions together, you know, I love throwing an event for people, we can drink a little bit, you know, have some fun, blah blah blah, blah, you know, eat, do whatever.
Thanks.
Like those are the things that energizes me, those are my batteries, you know what I mean? Like, and like those are the things that get me going. So, you know, I already said it in the beginning of the year that I was gonna, you know, try to get that energy back, but for sure, like it's gonna continue and I wanna give that off, and I want to do it for myself, you know what I mean? Make sure that, you know, this is what is going to be good for me. And yeah, I just appreciate you guys being here and listening to me.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have a great support system.
I do.
And all of you guys do, whether it be us here or anybody else that you do talk to and express yourself to. That's what keeps you guys going too, is that great support system. So at the end of the day, you know, you guys are not alone. You guys, we all have each other, and you have everybody else. So
that's facts. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think it's just like, I just, when you had said that you're not alone, like, I think it's funny because, like, you know, like, Merrick could tell you, because I've known her the longest here, but, like, you know, like, I'm, like, the biggest, like, proponent of that, of just, like, telling my people, you know, like, hey, look, you're not alone, you know what I mean? You need to hit me up whenever you're feeling this way, this way, this way, because, like, I want to help, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be there. But then, you know, one of the feelings that I feel is loneliness, because I'm not reciprocating what I've been preaching to my friends this whole time. So, like, that's something also, like,
yeah,
how you guys are saying, like, you got to use your voice. You got to not suffer in silence, which is a great way of putting it. I actually like that, suffering in silence. Like, you have to speak up. You have to communicate and stuff like that, because, you know, like, I've been blessed with probably 30 to 35 people that if I were to put in the call, like, they'll be there at a drop of a second. You know what I mean? And that's another conversation Merrick and I have had. Like, I don't even know how we got into these positions, but, like, we have tons of solid friends. You know what I mean? Like, I would have to go probably, like, 50, maybe 60 people deep where I would say, like, yo, those are kind of like fake friends, or like, I don't really fuck with them, but like, when I see them, it's cool. I can name you a good, you know, several people that, like, I will call solid and that are there for me, because, you know, we're there for them. And that's a blessing, man. Mm-hmm. And like, I've really been blessed with a support group. And I gotta.
The craziest thing, bro, is that energy is so crazy, because, you know, that's how I feel with you. I feel like I can come to you, and for some reason today, I had things planned today. I was actually supposed to go somewhere, but it was one of those things, like, I felt something when you asked me, and you just asked me normally, but I felt something, and it was like, dude, go. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
True.
It could be, I kind of didn't even think twice about it. I just felt something, and when hearing this, and you told me everything, makes me feel that I'm blessed to know you.
True. Thank you, bro.
Yeah, of course.
It's all about the right timing, right?
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah.
How
it was good. It was good that we did this.
Agreed.
More life.
Again, more life. More everything.
I'll bill you for my friendship later.
All right. All right. All right, very good. Let's see how much kind of time we have. We still got a little bit, you know what
probably
I mean? Like
12 minutes.
Yeah, more like 7, but actually more like 7. If there's anything on your mind that we want to just, like, switch gears for a little bit, I would love to have a fun conversation.
How about this?
You're driving the
boat. How about this?
That is true, but, you know, like, I drove it for 53 minutes.
That's an important conversation to have.
You drove a boat.
Yeah.
Let's keep the positive vibrations going. How about we start about, like, you know, three things you're grateful for.
Ooh.
And then
I like that.
And then pick anybody, and then pick the person to your, I don't know, right?
Like popcorn? Yeah.
Kind of,
yeah.
Like popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, pick someone and then say something great about them.
Wait, pick, you said what?
So
you said pick things that you're grateful for,
and then tell somebody next to you, whether it be the right or left, something good about them.
Oh, something good about them?
Yeah. Something that you like about them.
All right, so I'll start. I'll just say three things that I'm grateful for is my family. I love them to death. All of my friends, going down from 1 to fucking 60. All the whole list. Very, very grateful for them. And 3, and probably most importantly, my life. I feel like I've been, what? What, you don't like my list?
The same thing.
Oh, okay. That's okay. That's okay. It doesn't have to be. Let's just go with what you feel. You just have to feel it. You're like, all right, you got the same number one. Goddamn.
Whatever you feel at the time.
It's like, shit, he better not say the same thing for number three. Damn. It's like, son of a bitch. He said the whole damn list.
Yahtzee.
But if we all have the same, then that's cool. That's what I'm mostly grateful for. Mm-hmm. My life has honestly been amazing with all the ups and downs and stuff like that. I'm very, very grateful for everything that I've experienced and everything that I've been through, positive and negative. And I'm grateful for what's to come. Like, whatever ends up, you know, being thrown in my way, I'm ready for it, man. And I'm very grateful to just be here on Earth. In this time, like, it's crazy. So I'm grateful for those three things. Just a good thing about the person to my left, just real fast. Mm. Merrick Frost, one of my oldest friends. In case, you know, someone didn't know, but, you know, like, her and her family are, like, you know, like siblings, bro. Like, they're
your family too.
They're closest blood without being blood.
Same blood type.
Yeah, same blood type. All love. Yeah, Merrick is, I've looked to her as a sister, and, you know, like, she's always been, you know, someone that, in her own way, has been, you know, kind of like a backbone to me in everything that I've ever done, you know what I mean? Like, I remember so many times of us going back and forth of having conversations of, yo, we're bigger than this, we can be somebody in life, we can do this, we can do that, and stuff like that, and, like, I'm talking, like, almost 10 years ago, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, especially grateful for you, Merrick, because you know that I love you. Mm-hmm. So yeah, very good.
Who wants to go next?
Oh, he used up the 7 minutes. Yes,
all right, and that wraps up the show.
All righty, we got four.
Minutes. Go ahead, Merrick.
Family, shout out to you guys.
No apologies this time.
All my friends, I definitely wouldn't be here if I did not have them to help me throughout my life. And I'm very thankful to be here. I'm very thankful for my journey. I think it's definitely made me the person I am today. Mm-hmm. Any trial I've gone through, I mean, you try to look at the positive, and I just think of, like, I honestly can't imagine not going through what I did. Or what I have gone through, or what I'm going through now.
True.
I've learned a lot, and I'm excited to what the future has. And yeah.
Let's go to the left.
Fitz, man, your energy is crazy. I would just say that.
That's good, yeah.
I just remember the first time I met you, like, anytime we've always, like, caught up, it's mm-hmm. just. Positive. You're such a have a great smile.
Thank you. I appreciate
and
that.
I just love how positive you are, and I'm very happy for where you at.
Doug love.
Yeah.
Ah, man, I want to cry.
Oh.
Oh God. Okay, so first things first, I'm gonna get to agree with everybody. I want to thank is life, to be in the position where I'm at right now, mentally, spiritually, physically, is definitely a blessing. I do wake up each day. And thank God for today. That's the first thing I do every day, and everything else is the best day of my life. And I like to think that every day is the best day of my life. Second, I want to thank my brothers and sisters, and that's everybody in this world. Whether it be my friends, my family, all you guys are my brothers and sisters. So I want to thank you guys for that. And then lastly. It's tough, but in a sense, I might have to agree with Merrick here. Is I'm grateful to be in this moment in time right now, because the importance of being present. You know, we're so caught up in, like, what's gonna happen or what did happen that we forget what's in front of us. So I think God, life, everybody, for this moment now. Because everything that's supposed to happened, and it happened now.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, and then, Harlan, I just met you
Literally.
Literally, I just met you today. But one thing I noticed the most definitely is your energy. One thing I like you, what I like the most about you is that you are yourself. And I'm sending the most positive vibrations your way, so that way you can live more days, more months, more years, more life of you just being yourself. Because it's the most important.
Thank you, sir.
And that's crazy because my number one was I'm just thankful to be reconnecting with people that enjoy me for me, not for what they think I could be or what they want me to
that's
be.
Good.
For people that enjoy me for me being me. I'm thankful for having a healthy body and a strong mind, because life is full of ups and downs, and I've witnessed many people succumb to the trials and tribulations of what we call life, and to be able to withstand and to continue to push forward, I'm just grateful for that to have been instilled inside of my mind and my body to keep going forward. Person to my left is Jess, and I just love Jess for just being that tough ass cookie.
We are pretty tough.
She's so
super tough.
But yet so like accepting to love. I don't even know if she really realizes how accepting she is to love, and like just other people having this loving energy around her. Even though she doesn't really like affection, she does like it.
Yeah.
She don't know she does, but she likes it.
Yeah, she does.
That's Doug love.
Yeah. She's very thoughtful, also.
She gave me a bunch of balloons on my birthday in high school. Did you know that?
I'm kind of curious how you gave it, so you were like, here's your balloons.
I don't like affection.
No, it wasn't like two or three. It was like 10, like 15, all on my desk. Like,
she was fronting, man.
Dude, she was on my birthday in high school.
Like, she was,
where were you on my birthday?
I was at Cimarron.
She was very thoughtful. Very thoughtful.
Yeah, she is. She's a good friend. She's loyal for
that's
sure.
A fact. Super loyal.
For sure, I gotta throw that out there. She's mad loyal.
Stop, you guys are gonna
make me cry. Yes, we need that.
Yeah, we need that to complete the episode. It can't end until it does.
Dude, your teardrop has to turn it off.
Exactly. It's gotta stop recording.
Cry. Okay. Three things I'm thankful for. Aside from like the obvious, you know, my family, my health, my friends. I'm grateful for my job. Because it provides the security I need currently until I can pursue what I really want to do in life. I'm grateful for my growth because I wasn't this last year. This time last year, I was really, really going through it, and I'm able to be more open-minded and talk more about how I'm feeling than I have ever before. The last thing I'm grateful for, I'm grateful for my dad, and that's because his absence made me who I am today.
Good stuff.
So, shout out to moms. But yeah, if it wasn't for him being absent, I don't know who I'd be today. Mm-hmm. And I like who I am today.
True. Yes, Amr Fati. Amr Fati.
That's good.
And the person to my left is Mark Antony.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nice with that team.
And I'm thankful for your friendship, because there's times where I've needed someone at 1 a.m. and you've been there for me. There's times where I've cried, and you know I hate crying. So, and you've just been able to let me be myself and be vulnerable. And you're like a brother to me.
In this house.
Yeah. In yeah. House. And that table over there. I fucking cried. Aww. But yeah. So I'm thankful for you, dude.
I'm thankful for you, Jessica.
Muchas gracias.
That's good. That's good.